The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
Lord. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, the wait's over. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. It's a great day. It's a day of great joy in the life of the church. We joyfully join the saints and the angels in heaven singing aloud, alleluia, alleluia. I know many of you this morning woke up wondering, Easter Bunny, what kind of chocolates and death did you bring me? Well, this morning the Easter Bunny brought me a chocolate Chips Ahoy cookie with Reese's peanut butter infused. Man, the Nabisco company knows what they're doing. The joy of giving up those things we gave up for 40 days and 40 nights, anticipating the joy that comes this day and that comes with us for the next 50 days. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I know so many of you wondering, Lord God, how could you love me so much that you would die on a cross just for me? And yet that's what he did. And he rose in fulfillment of the prophets who had preceded him, who had been foretold time and again, the one who is to come, the lamb who will be slain. That is the very lamb whose unbloody sacrifice we celebrate in mystery at the altar. The joy of being a Christian is nothing more and nothing less than the most amazing thing in the world. Because we have the right, by baptism, to be part of God's family, to be incorporated into the body and blood of Christ, into his side, into his life, and into his death and baptism, to rise once again. My little friend, Peter Pan, is excited this morning. That's the one in the front here. Singing Alleluia, or something like that. The joy of the Easter season does not escape us, brothers and sisters. We wear funny hats, present company included. We wear beautiful, colorful dresses. Men put on ties. We act like something significant happened this day. What happened this day, we read about in sacred scripture today. In the Gospel of John, what do we see? The tomb is open. The mystery is unveiled. Mary Magdala, who was constricted in her sin and was freed by Christ, is the first at the tomb. And what does Mary Magdala do? She doesn't go anywhere. She stays wondering in amazement to let the disciples know, you have to see what's happened. And blessed John, the beloved disciple of Christ, of whose gospel we're reading, John runs ahead of Peter, the old fisherman, whose knees are worn out from years of being a hard laborer. John, the young guy, runs ahead of him, gets to the tomb. But what does he do? John doesn't enter the tomb. He stares in amazement. He sees the two burial cloths. But he has deference to the one who has been entrusted, Peter, the one whom Christ said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound on earth, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This is the one John has deference to, the head of the church, the vicar of Christ. And Peter then, Peter is the one who actually enters the tomb first. And Peter sees the cloth that goes around the head separated from the body, from the cloth that goes around the body. And what does he realize in that moment? He realizes what Christ had foretold time and again, what the prophets had promised was true. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. And so the disciples, John running again with his youth, runs to tell the others. Peter contemplates this in his heart. But what do we read in the first and second reading? Peter, the reading of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter is proclaiming and testifying, this is the one whom we spent time with. This is the one with whom we dined. This is the one with whom we saw cast out evil spirits. This is the one who has been blessed by God. He testifies as a witness. This is the one who forgives sins. And we, as witnesses, forgive sins, those disciples, those first bishops and apostles, forgiving sins in the name of Christ, sharing food and wine with our blessed Lord. Not anybody could just share with our resurrected Lord in this meal, only those to whom he revealed himself to. And this morning, brothers and sisters, he reveals to us once again, through his mercy and his love and his kindness, his body, his blood, that which is our redemption. We too are witnesses. In Greek, this word means defense or apologia. It means that we witness to our Lord Jesus Christ by what we do and what we say. What do we do as Catholics? We incorporate ourselves through baptism by the grace of God into Christ in his mystical body. We enter into communion with the saints and the angels. We, by the grace of God and through formation and preparation, are nourished at this altar by his body and his blood. This is what the Acts of the Apostles were about. This was the life of the church. And we continue this today. The church is never old, and it's really never new. It's always the same. Christ yesterday, today, and forever. Alleluia, alleluia. So let us pray, brothers and sisters, this Easter day. This day in which we rejoice and we're able to say once again those words of Easter joy, the Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Let our lives be transformed by this reality. Christ has promised us victory over death and sin in his resurrection. Through his cross, through the merits of his persecution and suffering and death, and in his rising, he has given you a gift that nothing in the world can give you. No amount of money, no amount of satisfaction, no amount of prosperity, nothing will give you the gift of victory over sin and death but Christ himself. So let us rejoice. Let us join the angels and the saints in heaven as we proclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia.